Our final guest today is Catherine McMillan, which Jared will introduce to you now.
Thank you, Joe. Catherine McMillan is the founder and managing director of 923 Employment Solutions. Catherine really understands the needs of small business owners as she began her first business at the early age of 18. 923 Employment Solutions has a specific division targeted towards SMEs that specializes in the placement of experienced candidates into the workforce in finance, clerical, sales and marketing roles in full-time, part sales and temporary positions. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks, Jared.
Great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
And much like Lachlan, you've also had a bit of a travel, haven't you, to come here?
I have had a little travel. We do have an office in the city, but I actually live in the Shire.
In the Shire. So we've got
God's own country.
So you had to cross Tom Ugly's bridge.
Well, that's right. Yes. We don't cross for just anybody, you know.
Jared and I are very flattered.
Yes,
we
just
are very
too.
Flattered. Now, Joe, I think this is an achievement. Someone from Manly and someone from the Shire.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, and Chris is now a Manly
well,
resident.
That's true. We've got...
We're showing all for all angles of Sydney now.
We're so right across Sydney.
It is very, very impressive. Now, Catherine, I love what you do. Being a small business owner, I think for everyone who is a small business owner, employment is a massive issue. And can you just tell us a little bit about how 923 works and what you actually do differently?
Yeah, look absolutely, because for a lot of small businesses, they're very scared about employment. And there's a lot of money they have to spend to get people on board in terms of setting them up, superannuation, workers' comp, insurances, all of that. So 923 is a business that helps small businesses with employing in a number of ways. We can recruit staff that then and assist the businesses with their HR practices to employ themselves. But we also have a very big on-hired section, and that's where we become an independent contractor to the business. So basically, we employ the people, and then the business pays us just an hourly rate, and that rate includes everything, the person's wages, super, workers' comp, public liability, professional indemnity. Wow. So the employee's not on the small business's books.
Yep.
They're on our books, but the best part about that is that it's totally flexible. So for a small business, they can up the hours, down the hours, walk away from it. They're not locked in any way, shape or form.
Well, that is really great.
Absolutely.
Now the one question I did have is, I'm hoping the name 9 to 3 doesn't mean the employees only work from 9 to 3.
No, I wish
okay,
it did.
Good.
I wish we only worked from 9 to 3, but no, we work from 9 to 5 and often much longer. But the name is sort of synonymous with really being very flexible, which
okay.
we are.
Yep.
So we have a lot of people on our books that do look for flexibility,
yep.
That don't want to work full time, and a lot of small businesses don't necessarily want to take on a full time person.
Yes.
But we also have a large number of full time employees as well. We have a huge database across Sydney of people who are interested in working extra work, or they might be in a job and looking for a better job and that sort of thing. So we're basically very flexible. We work with micro businesses that say, look, I want someone for a couple of hours every Friday afternoon, through to large federal government agencies, investment banks, full-time permanent roles.
That's ideal, especially, well, I'll relay it back to real estate. It's very quiet, mid-December, January, very quiet season. So a lot of small business owners would be reluctant to take somebody on, maybe in an administration, you know, role, just because they don't want to be funding, you know, that staff member to have 6 weeks holiday. So,
oh no, that's right. Look, the on-hired model is just fantastic because it is so flexible. I mean, obviously, it's a tax deduction to the business,
yep.
They still get to choose the employee. But just that, having that flexibility of increasing hours, decreasing, walking away, saying, you know, I'm going on a family holiday, I don't want the person for 2 weeks, and then we'll start up again. It's a fantastic model.
As did 9 to 3, are you the communication, I guess, that person, that middleman there?
We're
that?
The conduit between
the conduit.
The two.
That's a nice way of putting it.
That is a very nice word,
yes.
Yeah.
The conduit between the two.
And now, I know for a lot of small business owners, the real scary part is going through the recruitment phase. Well, number one, because it takes a lot of time, and
yes.
Number two, you know, it's the old saying of hire slow, fire fast. People don't want to make that mistake. Can you help people with that recruitment phase?
Oh, absolutely. We do, when we're recruiting for a company, we do all of that for
Great.
The company. So it's full service recruitment, which means that we telephone interview, we face-to-face interview, we skills test, we personality profile, all of that. We also consult and mentor the businesses, so we'll help them, because often when they're going to interview somebody, you know, they're not even sure of what questions they should ask. So we'll actually work with the business owner to make that process easier for them. With our HR division, we've actually often designed whole recruitment processes for companies where they had different needs, a little bit unusual. They might need to put people through certain tests or get people out in the field. And so we've actually designed whole recruitment processes for people. So, you know, we're sort of a one-stop employment shop.
That's fantastic. That is excellent. So what about the legal compliance? I mean, this is where it comes down to being a small business. I mean, you don't want to be bogged down with the super and the workers' comp and everything. So that's your on-hire division.
Yes.
So you do look at the legally compliant aspects of all employing staff. So I can't say to you, you know, I want someone specifically at this age and this eye colour. You know, is that where you come in and actually give that advice?
Sorry. Well, not about this age and this eye colour, because that would be against the law. But essentially, so people come to us and say, look, I'm wanting a person that can do this, this and this. I need them to be very good with Excel or an excellent salesperson or have experience in this certain industry. And then we work through our networks to find those people that match exactly what it is that they're looking for. And either do a full recruitment service where we're then offering you the shortlist of people and you employ them yourself. If you're worried about the legal compliance, then our HR division helps you with, we partner with a law firm, and so we do contracts of employment, sure businesses are fair work compliant, that sort of thing. If you're using our on-hired service, you don't have to worry about any of that because we do all of that.
Fantastic.
And can you help people? I mean, I know another issue when I speak to business owners is they say, well, I know I need someone, but I'm not sure where the best place to put someone in my business is.
Yes.
Can you help them with that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes people come to you wanting something,
yes,
and by the time you've taken them through the process, they actually realise that they really need something quite different. So, yeah, that all comes down to consulting and working with our clients and developing that relationship with people,
yep,
you know, where you can talk to them. We get to know our clients very well, and my staff's been with me for a long time, which is unheard of in the recruitment industry.
Yeah.
So I'm very fond of saying, you know, if you speak to us today about a role and then you come back to us in 12 months, it'll be the same people that you'll be dealing with. And that means that we get to have a depth of knowledge about our clients that other companies don't. And that's where we can help them with actually the direction of their business and what they need in terms of staffing.
That's very interesting.
You've been in business for 10 years in this capacity.
Yes.
As I understand, the recruitment field took a massive hit during the GFC. Do you think this sort of flexibility that you did provide employers helped with your, you know, keep your business afloat?
Oh, look, definitely. I think there was a number of things that helped keep the business afloat. And hearing Lachlan speak just previously about cash flow, I think was something that we've been very strong with, which helped. Also the fact that my staff are so long term with me, and I think we just have a depth to our business that a lot of other recruitment companies may not have had, and we have a lot of we have a lot of return business, so we have a lot of clients who know that we offer a quality service. And so I think all of those things combined help us to get through the GFC, which, I mean, 50% of our industry just disappeared overnight.
Wow.
It was pretty scary times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Almost as scary as being in banking, actually. So,
yes.
where I was at the time.
Yes,
very
scary.
And Chris was there as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, a lot of, wow. Now, as I said, the one thing I really hear from people is the difficulties in recruiting and employing people.
Yes.
And I think it's because it's such a long, costly process, and people are scared if they get the wrong person on, you know, how costly that's going to be. What would be your three tips for small business owners who are looking to employ people?
Yes. Well, it's an inherently risky product because,
yes,
you know, you can't rely on people. I can sell you a chair and it's going to be a chair, but,
correct,
you know, a person, you know, we can do everything, but I can't tell you what's in their brain and what's in their heart, sort,
yep,
of thing.
What's going on in their personal lives.
Yeah. Yes. So you do have to be very careful. Look, I think tip number one would be use a professional. Use somebody like us that,
yep,
obviously does it all the time, has done it for over 10 years, you know, and really knows what they're doing. Tip number two, you should always recruit slowly, as you said before when we started. And in fact, that time period is just so crucial because it builds up a picture of the person that you're going to employ, and all the little moments that you have with that person, either over the phone or a second interview or meeting for a coffee casually, all of those things go to build up an understanding and an assessment of that person. So actually taking that time, you know, to do it slowly.
Yep.
And tip number three, I would think, is always hire for attitude, not skills.
Right. Okay.
Skills can be taught, but the attitude is the key thing. If you've got a person with great skills, you know, and a sucky attitude, they're never going to be right.
So is that something that you got? I know you said earlier that you look for the skills that someone's looking for. You know, someone wants Excel, but is attitude your key component that you look for in your...
Absolutely, that and cultural fit to the business. Yep. So, you know, we go and visit our clients to see what's the environment like, what are the people like they're going to be working with, and then make sure that we get a good cultural fit that's, you know, somebody that's going to last long-term there as well. And, you know, you want those skills as well, but if you have the skills without the cultural fit and without the right attitude, it's never going to work anyway.
Yeah.
What about protecting, like, intellectual property? I know small business owners are, you know, they're everything to their business and they have some trouble relinquishing control. Do you, with the contracts that you do, like, for the on-hire side of your business, is that something that you cover as well?
Yes. Look, all of our contracts and our people all sign confidentiality clauses and things like that. All standard employment contracts have clauses about intellectual property and that... things, items created in the workplace belong to the workplace and those sorts of things. And that's why anybody employing should always have, you know, a really good contract designed by a solicitor. You know, there's a lot of things you can cut and paste off the internet, but your employment contract is not one of the things you should cut and paste.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, and I think, you know, the one thing that you said which really excites me is that it's a one-stop shop. You know, there's so many, and I know when I've looked at employing some people in some businesses I'm involved in, it's so difficult. You've got to find a lawyer. You've got to find, obviously, the right person. You know, you've got to find you don't know how to do the interview process. So if someone can come to you and you can just go, look, we can do everything. Even if you want a flexible person, if you're looking for certain times, we can help you with that, which is, to me, is really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's great. And also people do part of our service. Like, you know, people will often, maybe they've advertised themselves and then they're just not sure and they want to do some testing on staff. And so they'll engage us just to do the testing component or the reference checking.
Right.
So it's not an either or. Okay. You know, we're flexible in every way, shape and form.
So our listeners could literally contact your offices and say, I'm looking for someone in this capacity and they have to be proficient in this and then you might be able to guide them what particular division of your business is going to be the right one for them and what tests need to be run.
Absolutely. So, yeah, one-stop shop.
And the other place that I often get asked questions about is salaries and how you actually, obviously, incentivize and pay people.
Yes.
Is that something that you can guide? I mean, if someone comes to you and says, I want a CEO, but I've only got $40,000 to pay them.
Yes.
I mean, what do you guys, can you help them find other parts of the business that maybe, I know you said you've got that consulting, but I guess two parts of the question. One is, can you guide people on what the cost of that certain employee is? And number two, can you find something to fit someone's budget if they don't have that budget? For the big time employees.
Yes. Yep. Well, look, to answer part one.
Yep.
Yes, certainly. With employing people, there's a market rate for all jobs, and so we do advise people. You know what that market rate is. Sometimes people come in and they want to pay so much lower that we know. You know, it's going to be impossible to get somebody for that rate and somebody of quality.
Yep.
But also, what we can do is assist businesses to understand what other values there are inherently in that job, because money. You know, there's a million studies that money is not the main thing that motivates people at work. So it's certainly, you know, probably comes second, but there's a lot of other things. And often small businesses can offer a lot of other value adds, like flexibility, like location, and all of those things can be offset against the dollars. And so if somebody just understands how to market their business correctly, they can often get a very good person for slightly less than they would pay elsewhere.
I believe that. I mean, and look, I mean, as we're based in the Northern Beaches, I can understand why someone would rather be with me over there than having to go and do that commute, because you're losing 10 hours a week commuting to the city. So, if you put a dollar value to your time, you know, these are the other ways, I guess, a small business owner could possibly sell that to, you know, a potential candidate.
Absolutely. I mean, recruiting is selling your business. You know, you have to get the people that are interested and want to work for you. So it's about really understanding those values and what you have to offer.
Well, Catherine, we could be here all afternoon. I mean, I love, as you can tell, I've had issues with staff in the past, and I think most people have. So this really excites me.
Well, that's because you haven't used us.
Correct. That is very, very true. But how can people get in touch with you if they want to find out more about your services?
Yep, lots of ways. Our name is 9to3, which is the word 9, the number 2, and the word 3. So you can Google that. You can find it on LinkedIn. You can find it on Facebook. And we've got a really nifty little phone number as well, which is 1-300-9-3-000. So I often say 1-300, who are you going to call? 9-3. No. Is it an emergency? 000.
Wow. I like that.
You like it?
You need a little jingle to go with that.
Yeah, I know. I have to learn to sing.
Well, you can work on that after, but your recruitment skills are down pat.
Definitely.
It's great having you on the show, Catherine. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great.